I'm your host, Mason Demrow. Today, we're joined in the studio by Brad Demrow, an economic support specialist at Rock County Human Services. Brad, thank you for being here.
And thanks for having me.
We're going to be discussing how access to public assistance benefit programs has changed since the beginning of COVID and who has been the most affected. Can you begin by telling me what types of benefits are offered through your agency?
Our agency offers food share, previously known as food stamps, healthcare benefits such as Badger Care, Medicaid assistance with Medicare benefit costs, child care assistance, family planning services, and also long-term care programs such as institutional Medicaid.
So, since the beginning of the pandemic, what has stayed the same for you?
Access to benefits has been unaffected. There's actually been increases in resources to recipients. Although processes were put in place to facilitate ease in applying for and maintaining benefits, the criteria to be eligible for benefits has not changed. Persons must meet all financial and non-financial requirements.
And what changes have taken place as a result of the pandemic?
Applicants have had interview requirements changed, in some cases waived, certain requirements such as drug testing, work requirements, and documented proof of interview answers have been waived, and then to maintain benefits, review and renewal dates have been extended and postponed.
In your experience, how have you seen these changes affect the people who rely on your programs?
The changes have resulted in better food security and access to health care. Recipients have the ability to remain in nursing homes with less activity that could cause further health risks to them. Many of the relaxed rules have returned back to normal rules since a significant percentage of the population has been vaccinated.
And where can people go to find more information on applying for benefits?
Applications and all rules can be found online at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and persons can apply in Rock County by mail, in person, over the phone, or online by calling 1-888-794-5780 or going to the Access website at access.wisconsin.gov.
Thank you so much for your time today, Brad. This is an important topic for the many Americans who rely on these programs. Until next time, I'm Mason Demrow with the Rock County Report. Thank you.